In court, we could testify in Indian or Spanish, or we get interpreters in Indian and then they translate. Well, I don't know this thing, kind of hard. So maybe we're in trouble. We're not in the trouble, I said. I've been studying this thing since I was, up to my age to 17, I've been studying about this land. What should we do? So I explained them, 1 week passed away, and then another, we have meeting every week. Nobody would say yes or no. Look here, to him. If we tell these fans, if we're doing the wrong thing, or they think that we are guilty or something like that, I'll go to penitentiary, jail or penitentiary, either both. For the sake of you people, for the sake of your land, sake of my land. That's the time when one of my uncles said, well, he told the consul, I think he's right. I agree, I go along. Then another man came.
Okay.
This my uncle, Senorio Romero. Okay. And then the other man was Isabel. He was well educated. He said, I'll go along with mine. Then so on, the young people went on, and so then the old people kind of got away with the fear. So they all said, well, everybody agree, let's go. It was already 1 month. And that man was kind of, I guess, making fun of the Indians, what are they going to do? Before he knew it, we went up there. This was on the 20 last part of February, we went up there. Then that night before we went up there, that the night we had meeting, look here folks, I told him, we're not gonna tear that little quarter acre. We're gonna tear the fence 65 acres on top of the mesa, we call it, you know, where the upper is, mm-hmm. along where the hat grabber feet is. We're going to tear that fence down too. We brave, I was talking to them, you know. So we went up there next day in our wagon, and we took tools and everything what we need to tear the fence down. So we split two groups. The one that should tear the new fence which he was building, the governor was taking care of that, and I have another group below the old fence that they have built in 1912.
Who built that fence?
A name by Mitchell.
Mitchell,
yeah. I couldn't remember his first name, but anyway, his name is Mitchell. He's a white guy. That they call it a Mitchell track later on. I think it's in the Mitchell track. The first one was George Mueller.
No, they're not on here.
Well, that was the Mitchell track anyway.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is there a Fritz Miller? Mueller?
That's another one.
That's a different one.
Yeah. That's another one. And then there's another one named by McAllister.
Yeah, that's on.
He's in there. If he knew at the time that he was in the Indian Grand, he probably would just turn over to the Indians. He told me that one time. All right. So, he came out, this man came out when we were working. Newman came out and talked to the governor. Talked to him, he won't talk. Said, where's Martin? Martin's down there. So they went down there. He went down there and he said, hello Martin. He was so happy and talked to me nice, and I talked to him nice, but I knew he was burning his heart, but he didn't show. So you really mean what you told me? I told you before, I'm not doing this behind the bushes. Like you people do, just grab all what you want, not the Indian. I'm not that kind. I really mean. Now, as soon as we finish that place, we're going up there. That land up there has been taken away from nobody know how. Why they plant that place up there? This is the time when Mitchell and Doc Weller, he's the old timer. Him and Doc Weller, I guess they have a conversation to fix that place up there. Mm-hmm. They went company. So they built that fence up there in 1912. All right. So I told Newman, said, we're not going to stop until we finish everything what we claim up there. So we went up there. We almost finished that same day. Then we came back with post and wire, whatever we can bring. Then next day we got out early. We went 8 o'clock up there. And every one of the men went up there, same wagon, took our tools and everything. And then we split one group here, another group up there. And this group, they went on the east side, somebody else's property claimed. So I had the boys in there, so you get the wires out and dig the post out and we start working. And that time one man yelled from his place up on the hill, because he just goes very plain, you know. Hey, Seth, what the hell are you Indians doing in there? Get the hell out of there. If you don't get out there in 15 minutes, I'm going to shoot the head out of you. Ah, oh, come on, don't run away. I bet he's scared already.
Do you know who he was?
I think his name was Hill.
Hill,
yeah. He's a kind of TV man, you know. He's mm-hmm. here for his health. But anyway, at that time, oh, the Indians, you don't know how the Indians, they go crazy when they see a rabbit going out, and they like that. They like to run around, chase rabbits. And boy, instead of going to work, they chase that rabbit to the shop over up here, hammer and fly, whatever they came with. They're going up east. In Indian, they're yelling, boy, they're coming this way. The rabbit coming this way. And they all got up, you know, they watched. And this man got scared. He could see very well up there, the people with a hammer way out here shouting. God, he didn't say anything. He didn't even go inside. He just went to the garage. Then he went in the car and went to Tennessee. He went over there, that's the time he told him the Suzuki Indians are in the warfare. They got the tomahawk, the bow and arrow way up there, yelling like everything. And they went to the army headquarters and he went to soldiers, asking for soldiers to help him, you know, to help him out in the Indian warfare. And they told him, that we can't. They said, did you have a special order from the superintendent of the BIA? He said, no. Well, we can't. We can't send no soldiers. Then he went to the United States Marshal. I think this Marshal's name was Secundino. He was United States Marshal. So nothing happened. We didn't quit. We still working. Finally about 10:30, here comes our Indian attorney. And then the penitentiary ward. I don't know what he has to do, but anyway, he was up there.
Now, who was the attorney?
Attorney is Wilson. Frank C. Wilson, yeah. Okay. And I don't know about the ward. And then there's another Francis, they call him. Wilson, I mean. His name. He was the owner of the grant up there on the east side. And he was loaded with six shooters, both sides. And so, you know, carried across,
expanded. Oh, yeah.
Boy, he was just standing there shaking. Tall guy.
Yeah.
He was shaking. Then the governor called me and he called Isabel. And we were talking, and then she listened. So when Martin, Isabel, I think you better rebuild the fence because you're in the trouble. Why? I said, why are we in the trouble? Because you tear the fence down. This fence, they claim that it's 50 years old. And they're the owner. No, I said, I'm not 50 years old. I told the stranger, you know, just, I know him very well. Thank you, Wilson. I said, let me tell you. You are the Indian attorney, and you are paid by the government. You are paid to help the Indians in case anything happens, you defend us. But now you are helping the non-Indians. And it's only 9 years, I said, 1912 up to date, 1921, someplace around there. And Isa said, yes, only 9 years. And now, whether we are in trouble or not, but we are going to find out for sure whether this belongs to the Indians or to the non-Indians. Because we know nothing about anybody sold this place, or we have no document, no padding, or anything like that to approve it. So, we stopped, we finished the whole thing anyway. We just left the wire laying out there, everything, and then they're trying to take us to Tennessee. From there, to, I guess to the courthouse, I don't know where, but they told us we got to settle this thing in Tennessee. I said, no, we got our governor down there, he got his office. And you know, Wilson told us, what authority the governor has? You should know, I said. We'll show you down there the authority, what the governor has. So, he came down. Boy. I don't know if this lawyer was acting some way. You know how lawyers are. Mm-hmm. I know probably he's in our side, but he didn't show. I'm suspicious of that. But anyway, he still predicted the same thing down there. And we were arguing, and then this Secundina, the United States Marshal, took me out. He said, Martin, I think you better go and rebuild the fence again. We'll help you all we can. We are on your side. And then there's a man named by Safford. He's a lawyer.
Safford?
Safford, yeah. Safford. And later on he took me out. He was Spanish to talk to me in Spanish. He said, you better rebuild the fence. Everything is quiet. We'll help you out. In what way? You're not helping us. You're trying to tell us to build the fence back. We claim me now, we're not going to rebuild. We're going to stand by like a man. If these people can do it, why couldn't we do? We're going to defend our property, our reservation. If we let the quarters, maybe somebody tell me we didn't do this and somebody is going to start again, same thing. So, at that time, we were there almost 1 hour and a half, arguing back and forth, to take us out and in, then all that. I don't know who in the world called the agency. Well, of course, the officer was in Hispaniola at that time, Indian agency, and the extension service. This man was, I think, Howard Johnson, our agency. And Red Hubbard, he was the extension service. And they both came out and came in the door and said, hello, what's going on here? Oh, we have a land convention, I said. And they didn't laugh, but they kind of smiled, you know. So he told him to come and sit down.